UNICEF has been rapidly scaling up efforts in the Philippines to reach the most affected areas by establishing new field presences and mobilizing relief supplies to support destitute families. An estimated 6 million children have been affected by Super Typhoon Haiyan, and 1.5 million have been displaced from their homes, the agency notes. Kent Page, UNICEF Strategic Communications Advisor for Emergencies, just got back from an emergency surge response mission in Tacloban, one of the cities ravaged by the disaster. He began by sharing with me what he saw on the ground and what was being done to assist the children in the disaster-stricken zones.
We went to Tacloban, of course, one of the hardest hit cities, and it's pretty much like a bomb went off. Everything is leveled. You have trucks that are upside down on top of trees that have been uprooted. When you go to where people show you was their home, there's either nothing there or there's just 5-10 foot piles of debris of other people's homes. We also took a 30-kilometer drive south of Tacloban to a town called Tanawan, and along that 30-kilometer drive, there wasn't really one square centimeter, as far as you could see, that wasn't leveled by this typhoon. So the extent, the scale of the damage, destruction, it's huge.
It's estimated by your agency that 6 million children have been affected by this and 1.5 million children are displaced. So what is the humanitarian strategy?
Having been there, I can say that people are really working around the clock to address the urgent needs of children. Progress is being made, but as I said, the scale and extent of the damage is so great that there still is a lot of work to be done. The story about the typhoon is slipping from the headlines, and we want to be sure that people know there's still a lot of work that needs to be done there and to keep the children of the Philippines first and foremost in their minds, particularly as Christmas is coming up. They're wonderful kids. They've been through hell. They want to go back to school. They want to laugh. They want to learn. They want to play. They want to be with their friends and family. They want to be in a safe environment. And UNICEF, with its partners, is doing everything it can to assure these children have at least the best Christmas they can have under these circumstances.
Speaking of schools, UNICEF says that there's been a soft opening of schools that started on December 2nd. What do you mean by soft opening?
Many of the kids have lost their homes, so they are living in evacuation centers. Those could be churches that they're living in. They could also be schools that are damaged, and you've got hundreds of families now crowded into these schools. So what we're doing is we're setting up with the government and with other organizations informal learning spaces. These are large tents that are brought in by UNICEF. So kids have a place to go, they have a place to learn, they have a place to be safe and to be with other children. They're in a tent. It's very, very hot in the Philippines. So you've either got the sun beating down on you or you've got almost monsoon-like rains that hit. So these tents are very useful and practical. And we bring in education kits, we bring in recreational kits, so the kids have good learning, but they also have a chance to play. So these are the informal learning spaces that we've set up. And the government of the Philippines is working very hard with UNICEF and other organizations to try and get kids in the affected areas back to school in early 2014.
Getting these kids in school would be helpful for the mass vaccination campaigns, I imagine, that are happening right now on the ground.
We've already started an emergency vaccination campaign against measles, polio, and they're also given a vitamin A supplement. The vitamin A supplement is very important because it helps build the children's immunity so they don't get sick. So we started with the children who are in the evacuation centers, and we'll be expanding that emergency vaccination campaign over the coming weeks to all the affected areas.
Looking at what needs to be done, does this mean UNICEF is ready to be there for the long haul?
Yeah, UNICEF actually has been in the Philippines since, I believe, 1949. So we've been there for years. We've got experts that know the situation there. We have a lot of national staff who do a terrific job working in the Philippines. We've bolstered that team, which is already strong, with 95 experts from around the world who are really focusing, concentrated on the emergency. And we're really working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The entire organization globally is mobilized to support the children of the Philippines, and we'll be there for the immediate, the mid, and the long term.